This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. A £10,000 payment from the state for 25-year-olds and introducing national insurance contributions for people who continue to work beyond the state pension age. Those are two of the ideas in the Resolution Foundation's latest and final report on intergenerational fairness. It's already clear that millennials, those currently aged between 17 and about 35, will earn less than their parents did at the same age and be less likely to own a home. Lord Willetts, David Willetts, is Executive Chair of the Resolution Foundation think tank, the former Universities and Science Minister. He's here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lucia.
And you think something radical is needed, do you, to address intergenerational fairness?
Absolutely, because the contract between the generations isn't working for any generation at the moment. Older people are worried about the state of the NHS and funding their social care. There are many people in middle age who still haven't been able to buy their own home and get started on the housing ladder. And then for younger people, as you said, their pay is no better than it was 10 or 15 years ago.
It's largely worked for the baby boomers, hasn't it?
It has worked for the baby boomers. I don't think it's because, and I'm a baby boomer myself, I don't think it's because we plotted against other generations, but we've ended up with a series of policies like very heavily regulated occupational pensions that work for us, but mean there aren't similar arrangements for future generations. We've ended up with things that have favoured us. That's why I think it's reasonable, where we can afford it, that we should make a contribution to the higher cost of the welfare state that we ourselves are going to cause as we grow older.
And that is where you are suggesting, you're suggesting that contribution is in the form of a national insurance and payment for those who continue to work beyond the state pension age.
Correct. That's one of the elements of it. At the moment, you don't pay national insurance on your earnings when you're above pension age, and we think that's increasingly an anomaly. There's no reason why someone aged 67 on the same pay as someone aged 62, the 67-year-old, should take home more money. We think that's one of the ways which the NHS's funding pressures could be met. And it would be wrong for us all just to drift into the assumption that it should be funded by more taxes on the working-age population, when the working-age population are the people under pressure.
You've been in government. Which government is going to effectively bring in a tax on the so-called silver strivers?
Well, first of all, there is an unavoidable problem here. As the baby boomers grow older, they are going to need extra funding. And secondly, I think if people can see there's something in it for them, a well-funded healthcare system, actually cuts in stamp duty, I think there's something in our proposals for everyone. And if we don't tackle it, every distinct generation in Britain is going to get a rougher deal.
Yeah, but look at what happens. For example, when the government tried to push through a tax increase on self-employed people last year, these things don't go down well, and often the government has to backtrack on them. Do you really believe that it would be possible for a government to push ahead with the idea of national insurance contributions for those who work and do their bit for the economy beyond the state pension?
I think the debate is changing. Look at what has happened on housing. Only as recently as 2010, the vast majority of people opposed more housing in their area. Now the majority of people support that. I think this is an argument that can be won because all of us care about the different generations. All of us don't want to impose a burden on others, understand that we have obligations to others. And so I think this is something that governments are going to have to do as the cost of the NHS rise. And look, I'm not fundamentally a pessimist. If you look at what Britain has achieved, back in the 1980s, we had high rates of unemployment. We reformed the jobs market. Now we're a high employment economy. We had a pensions problem. At least now we've got auto-enrollment. So many people are now building up a pensions pot. We can in Britain still deliver big shifts when we set our mind to it.
Lord Willetts, David Willetts, thank you very much. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.